This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs police officers shot and killed a man in the southeast part of the city early this morning. Officers receive a call from a woman who said someone was holding a gun and knocking on her window and door. Police records show officers fired at least one shot after the suspect pointed the firearm at them. The man died on scene and no one else was injured. The officers involved have been placed on administrative leave, and the El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Two Republican-backed bills were discussed in a state House committee today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The first, called the Second Amendment Preservation Act, would bar the state from implementing any future federal firearms registry, gun ban, or taxes. The second bill would give legal protection to anyone at a business who uses deadly force against an intruder if they believe the person is attempting to commit a crime and could become violent. Both bills are expected to fail in the Democratic-controlled committee. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Students at Pueblos Community College will soon be able to learn skills in the construction industry. The college is getting $400,000 from the state attorney general's office. The funding is part of a larger grant to revitalize rural housing in southern Colorado. Similar programs have launched at the Trinidad State College and Lamar Community College. You're listening to CPR News. On the Front Range today and in Denver, cooler weather this afternoon with a few small flurries. The Daily is just ahead. Stay tuned for more from CPR News.